definitely giving me more time.
For those who don't remember, let me just bring you up to speed with what's been going on at Wakizo Giants. It's not been going well. They've given me an F, which is basically an L. And you can see there, to summarize, the board are bitterly disappointed with your management of the team. They are disappointed you failed to keep your promise to maintain a harmonious atmosphere. Yep, I haven't done that. Between the players and the club. Notable criticism, they are upset about our 0-0 draw with Kataka FC, which, by the way, a 0-0 draw has been good this season. They're disappointed with our performance overall. Rock bottom on 12 points, of course, but things were worse for a while. We're within touching distance of the great escape. They have given me like a month to turn the club around. That's where we're at now. I must win the games. I must climb the table. My top scorer has 7 goals. This is the guy here. Orfinio Steven. Have a look at him. You can see in this league, acceleration 12, pace 11, finishing 12, heading 13, 28 years old, poacher, not a regen, star player who could still improve. So, we got problems. I'm not going to lie. My backup striker is the 16-year-old writer of the song Mambo Number 5. It's Lou Bega. He's not quite as good, to be fair. Also, people in the comments on the YouTube videos were saying, Ian, you've got to stop telling the players to get stuck in. And I was like, listen, it's get stuck in or not. But what I didn't realize was we haven't been getting stuck in. I must have took that off at some point. And that means this league is the most corrupt league in the history of the world, because we get about 10 yellow cards a game. We're so off the pace, I feel like pretty soon we're going to be... If we lose games, we're going to be mathematically out of it. Like, we have to, like, pick up, like, 2 or 3 wins here. What? The chairman's going... That's the guy who fucking gave me the ultimatum. If he gets shit canned before me, do I just get to keep my job? No matter what happens, like. Takeover's done. Alright. I want to thank you for your patience. This is my new chairman. I want to thank you for your patience during what has undoubtedly been a stressful time. There are no plans to provide the club with any investment. Oh. Right, well... In the wake of recent developments, the board would like to give an update on the club's long-term vision. Please note that talks relating to the new board's vision for the club will commence in due course. Work within the wage budget, fine. Super League, they want to be mid-table. That's not happening. Reserving judgment about my cup performance as well. And then my contract expires. My contract's out at the end of the season. I didn't even realise. So, there's zero chance. Like, why would you re-sign me? There's zero chance. There's actually zero chance. There's no way, in fact, that they would even bother keeping me on. Nice. Kiseka backs Under Fire Army. Good, as you should. Kiseka told the Ugandan Football Free Press that the Wakizo Giants must remain patient and not make a rash decision in scrambling to appoint a new manager. Right, Sinyondo took questions. What did he say about me? Ian Armin is paying the price for his own short... Oh, you cunt. You cunt. I didn't go on you and... It's outrageous. Ian Armin is paying the price for his own shortcomings. We wouldn't be having this discussion if he was doing his job properly. This is a cutthroat industry we're in, and ultimately the board at Wakizo FC have every right to replace him. Oh, I'll remember that, Sinyondo. I'll remember that. Brilliant. Get fucking accosted in the tunnel. You continue to struggle. Just what I need to hear, like, shut the fuck up. Go away. Leave me alone. All right then, guys. This is it. Mandela's just been fucking pickpocketed. Perfect. Probably literally. Take back his pound. Come on. All right. Good save, Yeager. Well done. Oh! Red, right? All right. Get him off. What a save. And out. Well done. Nice. Oh! Fuck. I thought we were going to get some bungus action there, like. Oh! I thought I was in! Fuck! Oh, man, we're skinning them. Come on. Fine. Nice. That's it. Use the extra man. Go on, Mandela. Having a game as well. One of the loyalists. Corner ball. This is ours. We're getting the last chance of this half. Gonna get this ball now. I can feel it. Any time now. Let's get in the dressing room. Keep it up, boys. There it is. I am legitimately delighted that you've outplayed 10 men. Come on. That's it. Nice and composed. Nice and composed. Some of the best football we played all season. Yes. Definitely not offside. Oh! Oh! It is there! It is there! That's the ball. That was a palm stinger. That keeper couldn't do anything about that. Come on. Get that killer second now, and then we grind it out. Nice Kaseka. Look at this overlap. Look at this overlap. Through ball. It's over! It's over! They are fucking done! Ole! That's it. Ole! Tire them out! You don't need to do that! He's off! Offside! Offside! Left backs, just let him walk in. Nice. That's another one, ref. Got to walk. Nice. In the channel to get to that corner flag. Over the top to Stephen. Five minutes. Oh, corruption. Who are you? Why have you done that, Kaseka? I can't process it. Good. Done. Why is everything a fucking travesty in this league, like? Nine men! Minute past fucking injury time! Oh, God. Right, dressing room. There you go, you play magnificently. Apprehensive and anxious. Got some pussies in this thing. Right, here we go. Do you have anything to say about the amount of stoppage time? None of my business. You watched your side at the woodwork an incredible three times today during the course of the match. Did you ever fear? We were always in control of it. Right, we're off the bottom of the table. Right, we're saving that. You're not taking it away from me with a power cut or something fucking insane. Mandela absolutely bossed it. Look at his luscious hair as well. Can we just take a minute to appreciate how much of an absolute baller Isaac Mandela is? Like, 17, got it all, star player, got the hair, got the looks, got the skills, the silky skills, 5 goals, 4 assists in 16 games at the highest level of Ugandan football. Look at that. An E! Call Bez from the Happy Mondays. It's a fucking E. We're up. We're on the up. We're trending upwards. Low turnout. The number of tickets sold for the Ugandan Super League clash is 90. In a stadium that has a capacity of 5,000. 90 tickets. Even D-Man sells more than 90 tickets. That's shocking. Shocking business from the home team. Okay, what's this? Vicari last performance will do well. I agree. Motivated couple of players. Who's this? With things as it stands, do you really think Rookies or Giants can avoid relegation? I have never given up hope. Never. Shut up. Jaeger starts again and will continue his fine vein of form. We've all been excited by Jaeger. Right, let's go. This is the big game. Done him. Done him. That is the start. And the 90 fans go wild. That stand is totally empty. There's like one dude. Nice. Here we go. Let's build. Build from the back. Look at this. Well done. Well done. Distribution. Doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. This is all good. Forcing him. Nice. Stephen. I like it. Ambitious. First time. Launch it. All right, don't then. It's just nice football. It's just good. They're really trying to crowd us out. They're going to get super tired. Like, oh, he's done two of them again. Nzebuga! What a ball. What a boy. What a cross. What a goal. Nice, Mandela. Even tackling. The loyalists will bleed for the cause. Mandela, back tackling as a right winger. You just don't get that from the others. We didn't have that in the squad. We didn't have the belief or the quality or the culture. I've changed it all. Second made that guy do a tackle. That guy just fell on his ass. Go on, Mandela, son. Pen?
Bruh.
Oh, that's fucking criminal. Oh, red card though. Get him off. Another cross from the man. Oh, this is brilliant. This makes your team talk easy. You just come in. Look at this. We've got an extra player. I'm not saying that. I am saying keep going. You're doing brilliantly. Oh, I'd feel better if it was three, mate. This stadium, this stands, the packed one. It's where all the ultras are. That's a massive let. Oh, he was offside anyway, no problem. Time for a shout. Let's fucking focus. Let's get our heads in the game. Here we are. 5 minutes out, 2-0 up. In possession against 10 men. All layers going. Oh, that was nearly a good layback as well. No problem. Straight back down the pipe. Three minutes. Music to my ears. Nzebuga's had an absolute storming game. Chase, chase, chase. Yes, Mandela. Tackle. Boys put a shift in today. You can't argue with it. Great ball, Mandela. And there it is. Wing to wing. Nzebuga deserves a goal. Set up by the man. Great take, Yeager. Calm him down. Composure. Some more relays at the end. Nice. Right. What does that do? What does that do? Very well done today, boys. Do you honestly believe you could take advantage of the poor form? Of course. That win must please you. Static. Is it a reflection of your dominance that they didn't have a single shot on target? By the way, there's a stat for you. Not a single shot on target. We had 20. Look at that. Boom. Look at that. Our performance was complete. Look where we are. Fuck me. If Proline hadn't won, it would only be 2 points on the jump. 4 points away. 3 games left. Our goal difference is fucked. Got to believe. Yeah, we're up against second in the league, Vipers. That's just upsetting. Look at this. Weakness. The goalkeeper can be eccentric. Mutombo. Well, need a ref to do us a favour in this one as well. God, it's not Bungus, is it? It's not Bungus time. Oh, no. No, no, no. 8 goals from midfield. No, Bungus. Oh, I'm not ready for Bungus. I'm not ready for Bungus to relegate me. That can't be how this story ends. Not relegated by Bungus. Surely, like, there's no... Come on. We've heard this. Relegated by Bungus. Oh, fuck. No! XDefl, curse you. You even set this up with your RuneScape music. And your memes I don't quite understand. Sack looms over our meme. The sack! Wakizo Giants FC hierarchy appear to be finally losing patience with manager Ian Armin, according to the Wakizo football paper, the paper of record in Wakizo. The Wakizo football paper are declaring that a bad result against Vipers SC will seal his fate. Right, well, better go out fucking swinging, hadn't I? Gotta believe in my guys. Got to believe in my guys, like. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, let's go. Let's pick up. Yep. Yep. Okay. How will you look to build on an impressive performance? Play well. Do you think the first goal will be crucial? Hopeful for a strong start. Are you out for revenge? I don't have anything to say. Right. Bunga sent off in the first minute, please, referee. God, they're just so much better than us. Cheese it from a set piece. Lou Bega. What a fucking save! Oh, and then this. And then this, my corner, their goal, the Football Manager Classic. All right, good tackle. Fucking hell. No, it's Bungus! I can't believe I've been killed by Bungus! For fuck's sake. Just the best fucking player in the league by a million miles, Bungus. Fucking Bungus. Look at him, look at his passing. Look at his range of passing. The Ugandan Zidane. I cannot even believe this. I cannot even believe this, keeper. This is the most rigged shit I have ever seen in my life. This is a fucking outrage, Football Manager. You know what you're doing. Come on, I see it. You sure bungers. Edward Pillow Hands. Right, Lule. Mandela. Oh, nearly, mate. You deserve better, son. You deserve better. Fuck all of this. Three goals. Three clear goals. Mandela. No, corruption. My bad, forgot about the corruption. Come on, just save and we can somehow scum a draw, please. It's Bungus, oh my God, not Bungus. Oh, why is Bungus taking the penalty? Like, oh, God. Yeah, there'll be no layers yet. Vipers. Please, oh my God, he's so slow. Mandela, man for all seasons. What a legend he is. Wherever I go next, I will seek you out, sir. Bungus on a hat trick. Not Bungus, just... Oh, God, it's just relentless. Like, I can't do anything. Like. Fucking hell. Just look at that. Ah! No way! There's just no way! Are they really going to fire me with two games to go? They're not going to fire me with two games to go. Surely you're not going to fire me with two games to go. That would make no sense. Oh, win that, you coward. So, who are these people like? Ugh.